Hi, Brock. It's Jess here. I'm Pittsburgh's mum. Hey, dear. Pretty amazing. Yeah, he had DNA testing. Yeah. No, it wasn't with you guys. It was with the breeder. They gave me a screenshot of it, so I can just send that to you if you like, or show you that. Okay. Do you think that Pipsqueak's a girl? Yeah. What is the purling? Oh yeah. How his tail looks like a banana skin. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Really? That's awesome. Okay. All right. Cool. Because my partner's looking around at the moment to see if he wants to have a second one or not. And we were wondering if we should get another cockatiel, or he was looking at a blue mustache parrot. Oh, that's fine. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's like the cuddliest bird I've ever met in my life. Like if he could just spend all day wrapped around my neck, just snuggled into me, he would. He's the cutest bird ever. Sure, yep. Awesome, yep. And you would say get another cockatiel rather than getting a bigger parrot? Okay. Yes. Oh, he's adorable. Okay, thank you so much. And that you were able to get him microchipped like early, even though he had millet this morning. Awesome. That's awesome. Oh, poor baby. Okay. Okay, well, that's cool. In that case, I just need ways to get him back in his cage because, like, if he's taking half an hour to get back in his cage, I'm going to be late for work. Okay. Sure. Okay. But yeah, I think that the only time when it really worries me for getting him back in his cage is when we're cooking because he's got no self-preservation at all. Like he will try and fly into a boiling pot of water. He just doesn't think. So I just don't want him to hurt himself. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah. Like, is there any tips on helping him have a little bit of self-preservation? Yeah, I've got like four perches in the house, and I've got a huge gym. Like his gym would be like half the size of my fridge. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. No, so last time I saw the vet, she said that he had the crop infection. She said give him as much food as often as possible because they wanted to get his weight up because he was only weighing like 70 grams. And she said bring him back to me before you do the conversion over to the pellets. Because I had pellets that were like really brightly coloured ones, and she said it's literally like crack, like that stuff. You can't get them onto anything else when you get them onto that, and it's not very good for them. So, that's the one. Awesome. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yep. Good. Oh yeah. He loves carrot and cucumber. He loves. And egg. He goes nuts for egg. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. It was. Yeah. He literally only has it when I have it for my breakfast and he has like a piece off the side. So I'm not like giving him a whole egg or anything. But oh man, he's so funny. He just you'll find that today he just sings like he whistles all day. That was the other thing that made me think, oh, I hope that it is like really a boy, because I really want him to learn how to talk. So that's the idea. Awesome. I've got kids. Happy, nice sounds are fine. All right, we will pick him up this afternoon. So is the bill about $400, is it? Oh, and his nails? Oh, cool. Okay, great. Thank you. That's awesome. Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, bye.